Questions for you.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Maryland-based Sinclair Broadcast will acquire Tribune Media in a deal valued at just under $4 billion. Let's take a closer look with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Tom, begin by explaining what it is that Sinclair Broadcast gets here. Why is this such an attractive deal for them for $4 billion?
Well, they're going to cover a larger footprint, have more local stations across more markets across the United States. It's going to add about 42 TV stations in 33 markets, including, by the way, WGN Chicago and stations in New York and Los Angeles. So this is going to put Sinclair into the major media markets around the country. And Sinclair will become the biggest operator of local TV stations in the country with 233 stations in 108 markets.
And do we understand correctly that about 6 weeks or so ago, they would not have been able to do this, or it would have been more challenging except for some changes at the FCC?
You know, I'm going to say no, and here's why. Sinclair has a long history of skirting FCC regulations and coming up with shell corporations and everything else to earn and own multiple stations in multiple markets. So yes, on the face of it, the change in the regs from the Obama administration to the Trump administration, on the face of it, makes it seem easier, and I think it will be probably, let's face it. But I kind of guess I want to disabuse us of the idea that there was some sort of iron-fisted regulation in place before when it came to Sinclair, because they're most certainly wasn't. The rule now, as it stands, will allow Sinclair a little more generous calculation when it comes to how much of the U.S. market they can address. The cap is at 39%, but if they exceed 39%, the new rule says that, well, it's really the reinstatement of an old rule, says you can exclude some of the UHF stations. You don't have to count those, which basically allows you to own more.
The Sinclair, you live in Seattle, which is one city where Sinclair owns four radio signals. With the Tribune deal today, they will buy five when WGN Radio enters the fold. It's a big TV company. Do they stay in the radio business, do you think?
You know, I don't know. That one I'm not sure, but you do bring up an interesting point in markets like Seattle, where there is a Tribune station in Q13 and the Como, the ABC affiliate, is a Sinclair station. So, you know, what's gonna happen with that? How is that gonna work? And again, I kind of circle back to this idea that Sinclair has always been very creative, not only when it comes to using heavy leverage to do these deals, but also to use creative corporate structures to own multiple stations in single markets. So I don't think there's going to be a heck of a lot of change that the public is going to notice right away with this thing. I think a lot of the change is going to be internal, because let's face it, they're going to swallow a big debt bomb to get this done. Yes, they just pocketed $300 million in the spectrum auction that TV stations went through, but still, in a $4 billion deal, plus assuming a couple more $1 billion worth of debt, it's going to mean tightening the belts even further at Sinclair TV stations, which has kind of been their reputation over the years.
And there's, speaking of duopolies, just up the road in Milwaukee, that would put Fox 6, WITI, and Channel 18, a Sinclair station, under the same umbrella. The other big get for Sinclair is WGN America, which has been rumored would be the channel that would become their Fox News competitor, with that would pick up all of these Fox News superstars who are currently on the beach, like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Sinclair over the years has kind of gestured at being sort of a local Fox, if you will. They're, you know, definitely have a conservative perspective on, and they put nationally targeted programs out to their affiliates to broadcast. That's, you know, there's been quite a bit of pushback over the years when it comes to the John Kerry thing and the Swift boats and running certain programs in certain markets that aren't all that necessarily friendly to them in blue states. So yeah, that is definitely a thing. Could they take this network and leverage this available talent plus their long-standing political bent into a competition with Fox? Fox tried to buy Tribune. It looks like it's not going to work. So, you know, a lot of analysts are saying, yeah, that you might see this idea emerge.
Well, it's easily the biggest media story of the year by far. Thank you very much, Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv, based in Seattle.